So it was an interesting journey for me. Once I knew that, once I signed up for taking the for doing the talk today and doing the talk in the next 2 weeks. In some ways it's because I have, sort of always done it, and I am not really pinned to something like that. But for some reason this year, last year, I truly wanted to move myself into a space of deeper knowing, a space of really figuring out who the heck I am. And one of the things that happened, being a therapist, I still see clients, and there was this one client who she speaks everything into existence, everything. And the things that she's complaining about is the things that I know she speaks it so strongly, so loudly. She speaks it with a certain amount of fortitude within her. And I keep talking to her about it over the years. Actually, she's been with me like 4 or 5 years. Maybe I should throw her out. I don't know. But I keep talking to her. I say the things that you are bringing into your life is not working for you. But I am hearing how you call it forth, and you call it forth with a strength, and you call it forth with passion, even when it's not working for you. And she's like, no, well, I like to know what's going on. I like to read stuff. And when she narrates with a lot of, brilliance. She repeats things brilliantly. And so now she has a kind of condition where we call it like conversion disorder. It's a different name now, but she brings it on. So her body is literally falling into what she speaks of, right? In different categories of illnesses. And so we are trying a different procedure now this year. So we hopefully, are moving her out from her idea of knowing that this is what it is, and this is the cause of this and this, right? And so I'm trying to move her into a space. Also with a little bit of my idea and understanding of how God shows up, because everything is God, right? And God is that idea of manifestation in person, but obviously outside of that, there are so many depths to God, right? And so I know that there is that in me, which I am, really, which knows no imperfection, right? Which knows no weakness, which knows no sickness. I know that the God that I am is one of, is part of my unfolding, is part of what I declare, what I bring forth. I know the God that I speak of is my life principle in a sense, right? And this life force, if it's in me, according to my belief, it's in everyone, right? So I, my life is not just my life. My life is your life, our life, right? And this is how God shows up. And so, I look at the idea of weakness. And in my own idea of myself, I see so many imperfections. Of course I see it, right? Thankfully, not as much sickness, although recently I have been pretty sick. My system has become a tiny bit weaker because I felt subject to bronchitis, and it was not easy getting out of it in a sense. But at the same time, I did not claim that as who I am. I know who I am knows no imperfections, right? And so I held on to that consciousness, and that moved me into that space of wanting to set up my life for 2025. And this year I moved into that space of being very on purpose, very conscious of what it is I want to see happen. I have been, consciously reading books to uplift me, consciously reading books to remind me of who I am and that imperfection that I am. And so it kind of moved me into a space of not becoming too hurry to make decisions for my life for 2025. As a matter of fact, I don't know how much you can see behind me, but I have a we call that three trifold board, and I was gung-ho to put a whole lot of stuff on it. Oh my gosh, I cut out so many things to put on it. But I am listening deeper, and I am moving into that space where I see, I want to feel guided. I want to know that this is guidance. And so I have to release my idea of how it looks and how it shows up. So it was very hard for me to not stick all the things I had cut off. But instead, what I did, I left the entire trifold, the board blank. But it's not blank because I have gold dust all over it. So it's, and because I wish I had Lavanya's idea of how to have this gold dust stick to it, because I put the glue down and everything, but a lot of the dust came off. So I had to kind of enclose it with plastic so that it will keep the integrity of the spatter. But at the same time, I was not moved to put anything, and I felt very guided that, okay, I need to slow down, I need to wait. I want spirit to inform me. I want the intuitive process to be very organic, right? And so all I heard was, keep smiling, keep laughing, be happy, be in a space of expectancy, but don't put out a diagram in a sense, right? So I actually found some big stickers that I would give out to clients or the kids at the hospital or whatever, and they are all smiley faces. I have a lot of stickers that I would say good job and all this. And so what I have done, what I did, and really feel good about, the only sticker I have there is, I am so grateful to be alive, right? And being alive is what first cause is, right? What God is life, right? And God is that life principle within us. That's the only reason we want to do more. That's the only reason we are inclined to keep wanting and moving forward. And it's because of the life within us that moves us onto other things, right? Into newness of more life, more newness, right? And so I was satisfied with that, and I had my own sheet of love every moment, which perfectly fitted in because God is love, If God is love, God is in every moment. But I too have to, be still and know that I am God. And if I am to be still, then I am to release and I am to let go and I am to open up. And so that's where I am. And so I found this course, and this actually was something that I got after the elections that literally had put me in a better space, right? And it's something that I mentioned earlier, and I'm going to read it. I can't remember where I got it, but I wrote it down and it was extremely soothing for me. So I'm going to read it because I have it in a card that I read regularly. It says, "There is that in me of which I am made, which knows no imperfection, no weakness or sickness. The world is unfolding and incomplete, but I hold fast to the great consciousness within me, one that knows only that which is perfect and complete. So I adjust my attitude to that which is within. I am a manifestation of God so far as I have gone or have come until now, and I will press on to be complete. I will trust and not be afraid." So it might sound a little bit, outside of what we know about completion, because we know that, it's always complete. But if we look back on life, life is never stagnant, right? Life is always forward moving, always opening, always exploding, right? Even from the beginning, where you had these algae or whatever you call them, and they made it through all the thunderous storms and the different environments. They made it through to the one cell amoeba, right? And that one cell amoeba made it through for a long, 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 long time in history, moving into the multi-cells eventually with the dinosaurs and all these kind of things. So I know life continues. Life can persist, and it is our right to life. It is God's greatest gift. It is the universe's greatest gift to us right now that we are alive, that we are life itself. And if we are life, then that's what God is, that God is the expression of that, right? And so I am very eager to move into my next existence, but life cannot be rushed. In each moment, in each category of life existence up until now, which is like, come on, millions and millions of years ago, right? It is still very orderly. It is still moving in us in a place where, even if things are deterred, it is deterred in such a way as to not obstruct the evolution of life. So we would figure out what is it in us that feels that there's a deterrent. What is holding me back? But I look out there and I see people are moving. I see life is growing, and people are, doing life. And so if they are doing life and life is all there is, why is it that I am restricted? Why is it, or what is it about me and my life and my living that I am noticing that restriction? And so that's sort of one of the things that brought me to this point where, what is it that I want of life? And what is driving me? What is that idea of the desires that I have within? And so I came up with, whatever it is, God, the universe, the one mind, the consciousness, all that is what I call life. And when God says yes, I know what it feels like, right? Now, obviously, God doesn't say no, because it's God is always expressing. God is always conscious. God is always ready in that space to move into form, right? So, what is it that is being restricted from my point of view? What is it moving into a place of, moving into a place of where I am? Who am I? Where am I? What am I? And how do I show up? Right. And so when I'm not getting what I want, I move back into a space of contemplation. And this is how life expresses as well, right? So am I a manifestation of what I am wanting? Am I showing up as God when I see others who are alive and living? Because if they are alive and living, then it reminds me that I am alive and living, but what is getting in the way, in a sense, right? And so I had so much time to think about this and came up with, how things are manifested, right? So, we have spirit, God, the all there is, right? There is nothing that is not in existence. It is all God. However, there is like the process. There's a way in which I can express God and express it more purposefully, right? And so that's where I moved into that space of, okay, how is the creative principle working within me? What am I doing to fully express and to maybe even move myself into deeper understanding of the creative principle, right? So we do know that there is the universal law. Or there's a universal mind, there is a universal creative principle, and that principle has to act in accordance with our thought. Here we go, Felicia, right? Our thought is the biggest idea, is the cornerstone of what we think about, what we do, what our science of mind teaching is about, right? So our thought really has the creative power, because mind is connected with universal mind. My mind is connected with universal mind. And I absolutely believe if God is in one, God is in all, because my teaching, my understanding is that God is all there is, right? So my life and the reflection of my life, the reflection of my life reflects me. However, seeing life in others is a very, very, good and amazing reminder that others can smile even when I'm not smiling. So what does that say about me? Right. So, what is it that I am reflecting from my inner state of mind, in a sense? Right. So, what I think really matters. And so, that's one of the reasons I put a lot of those smiley faces and those bigger smiley faces around with before I even put anything on that board, because I really want to be in a space where what am I reflecting as I put the things that I would like to see happen in my life, right? Because I am always experiencing the effects of how I think, how I feel, how I behave. I see that a lot from an outer perspective with others, but sometimes I don't see it in myself. And I only feel it sometimes when I get a little down and I get distressed and I feel a little jealous. And I feel that I'm, maybe not moving as moving ahead as much as I want to from the things that I called forth, right? So I had to step back and figure out how am I reflecting? How does my inner state reflect me? And am I in that space of moving into the most ideal form of accepting what I want, right? So if I am wanting more, if I want more money, which is something I'm always asking about, but I'm also looking at my home in Trinidad that I seriously, have put it out there that 2025 is the year, right? But the focus, the attention is not to move into where am I going to find the money or who am I going to, the plans and everything are drawn, but what's next? So in my mind, everything is so gigantic, so huge that I can't even wrap my head around it. And I think that's where I've been getting tripped up along the way, right? Because I have been doing the work. I've been putting in, the idea of, what is the creative principle, the prayer work. I've been doing all of that. But I am also trying to make it happen outside of the God effect, in a sense, right? So focusing my attention on how it's going to be done, or the limitations of finances, or the lack of maybe the experience of even trying to build, for example, I now know that I have to shift my attention away from that limitation, and instead, I have to really ultimately know what is the truth, what is the spiritual truth of my abundance, what is the spiritual truth of the ease and peace of mind that I should have. I'm going to use the word should right now, right? How do I accept the qualities of good health, for example? How do I accept abundance? Am I in a space to even accept abundance, right? And so the basic idea of science of mind is really to know that. For me, I had to figure that out again, right? That if it has happened one time, it can happen over and over and over again. And it has, right? There is no limitations in this world. There is no lack of finances in this world. And, if it's happening in one space, it has to happen in every space. So what is it about me that causes maybe some restriction, right? And so I was in that idea of spiritual mind treatment again, moving into a space where I have to go back to my basic truth about mind treatment. And when we do, and I have to look at my time here. So I'm going to quickly sum up everything. So with spiritual mind treatment, I came up with my own This is my second board, everybody. Sorry, it's all about me today. All right, and with this, what I literally had to see this entire board as my entire God existence, that this is all that is God on this board, right? And it's spirit, is God, is source, and God is formless, and God is easy, and God is always present, and God is right decision. And so I had to come from the space of recognizing the allness of God, and really stayed in that space for a while, and I will continue to be in that space of recognizing God as God in my experience. And what is God, right? God is substance. But why isn't the substance moving into the direction that I want, right? And so a lot of the manifestation that I might have been looking at is, what are the results of my prayers, and why aren't my prayers moving into a space of, with me feeling, alive and purposeful and da 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 da, right? And so, some of the things that I had to recognize is that the effect or the manifestation, which is, the three parts of the God consciousness, in a sense. So when, you have spirit, you have the consciousness or conscious, you have the subconscious, and you have how things reflect in our everyday life. And so how it reflected in my everyday life had to do with possibly how I recognized or how I have not been using the idea of evolving. How do I evolve, for example, money into all there is, right? So one of the things I had to do was to remember to move into a space where I have to tell myself that even when I don't remember or I don't know fully, that God is always there. And so I have to move into a space where I remind myself that God is a loving God. One of the readings said, go read Psalms 23 just to remind yourself that, that God is your shepherd, that God is your leader, that you shall not want. And so I went there, and it reminded me that, God restores my soul. Even when I'm down, I am lifted up because, from whatever paths that I have moved into, God has never deserted me. So it's about reminding myself about the goodness of God, reminding myself that regardless of what there is, that I will, always dwell in the house of God, right? In a sense. I even moved into the Lord is my light. So when I see that, okay, the money isn't coming in, but then God reminds me that whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? If God is my salvation, or God is my light, or God is my hero, or God is my leader, or whatever it is, then I, shall not fear. And for example, the Lord is the strength of my life, and I shall not be afraid, in a sense, right? And so I had a few of these, and over and over, I started feeling very, very good. And then Psalm 91 came up, and it just reminded me that that was the psalm that one of the doctors at the hospital, when Lorianne got into her accident, he kept every day he said, Psalm 91, Psalm 91. I know he doesn't really say it loudly, he just says, Psalm 91. And so I went back to that, and it just reminded me that, that God shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. You shall tread upon viper and shall not be hurt. Another one is, he shall call upon me and I will answer, and I will be with him in trouble. So God is saying that I have never left you and will never leave you. So sometimes we do need reminders. Sometimes we need to kind of hone in where we are and to really move ourselves into a place where we feel reassured, right? So to move from money, and I put it, all these things in red, to move from money, for example, into the all knowing that, hey, this is going to happen because it has to happen. It's all God. However, it's so selective that me, and I know others do, we tend to hold it as it is something on its own. This has no worth at all by itself, right? Because we know that God is not disease. We know that God is not conditions. However, in the bigger scheme of it, God is all there is. But if we move ourselves into that space where we are starting to align our lives, my life, with the idea that, things move from one thing to another, into evolution, for example, that my idea of money moves into a space of, I'm going to move it into the law and allow the law to figure out where, in my life this would show up. So evolution is becoming, it's a stage, and we have to remember that, when we talk and we call forth conditions, we have to remember how we speak that truth, right? Is poverty our truth? No, it's not our truth. However, the way we speak it is how it shows up. So I just want to put it out there that we have to be careful. I have to be careful. We have to be careful how we handle the manifestations that we can see in our lives, and knowing that there is this all-intelligent, universal God, this formless source, the things that haven't been formed yet and just waiting to be formed, but we have to adjust our attitude from the manifestation perspective. So I'm going to stop there for a while, and then we continue in the second half. So thank you so much for allowing me to share a little bit more about how the creative principle really works, and moving into the idea of mind treatment, which we would just talk a little bit about when we come back, and how we can make a difference in our lives with that. So thank you so much.